Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up! It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.
Welcome, everyone. You're tuned in live to the Justice Chicago radio show, hosted and moderated by your one and only Clifton Pierce. How are you, sir? Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Candace?
How are you? I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Did you bring a coat now that you came from Florida to Chicago? I hope you got an overcoat.
You know, I brought so many different coats. I brought a raincoat. I brought a fog coat.
That's what happens when you come to Chicago. Right now, I'm sitting here looking out my window. I'm a little sad. You know, so I may be a little sad during the show. My woman ran off, and she took my dog with her. Man,
oh,
I miss my dog so much. Yeah. Somebody see my dog. Just bring the dog back. You know.
Bring the dog back. Take the dog.
Just bring the dog back. But you know, I looked over in the corner in the living room, and he wrote me a note saying that he ain't going to leave me with nothing like my woman did. So he shit in the middle of the floor. See, I'll leave you a little something to think of me about.
Oh, my God. God, I'm sorry to hear that, Clifton.
Me too.
Well,
just bring my dog back. That's all.
I hope you love
me. Just bring my dog back.
She turns around.
Listen, she can keep going. Just bring the dog back. That's all I'm saying. Hey, listen, enough of this nonsense. Listen, we got an array of people tonight that we're going to get a chance to holler at. And what I want to tell them to do, all of you that are my guests on the show tonight, on your number, punch one. That's going to allow you to be able to actually speak on the show. So, Naomi, if you there, punch one. Gator Bradley, if you there, punch one. Hollywood Frank, if you there, punch one. And Al Carter Bay, if you there, punch one. So do we have any callers as of now?
We do. We have roll call. We have 7545, last four digits, and 3615. Welcome to the show.
Well, call the name out. Call the name out. Ask them to call their name.
Okay.
Can you call your name out, too? Okay.
Who is that?
Okay.
This is Wallace Gator Bradley. Am I in?
Okay, we're going to start with Gator. Hey, what up, Gator?
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Okay, we're going to start with Gator first. Me and Gator, we got traction out here, okay? Gator, do you remember the one time that we did a show with, what was that brother's name, with the turban on? And we had Nooney and we had Aaron Patterson. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Going way back, Gator.
You're talking about the brother that he played in a band and he had a show. Him and his brother used to do this show called Speak On It, the cable show.
There you go. Now,
yeah.
Gator, that's been 20-something years ago, maybe.
Yeah, you know, that was, I'm glad you mentioned that, Cliff, because they had just celebrated the 25th year of the Million Man March.
Right.
That was happening right around that time, man.
Right around that time.
Game summits and all that, yeah.
Right. Well, listen, to my listening audience, I want to tell the world that, first of all, let me tell Gator, my show goes all over the world. We're in Africa, Germany, Canada, Mexico, the whole nine yards. And Gator, I mentioned that due to the fact that Gator and I go way back. And you know, a lot of people think they know me, but they really didn't know me. They just know what I allowed them to see. Okay, but I've been at this game a while on the real side. You know, if all you out there that got a library card, go to the library, look my name up. You're gonna see it. I'm in the book. Everybody don't make the book. Gator made the book, and Gator has lived a tremendous life. And Gator, by me being associated with Nick Cannon and Nick Cannon Media and Hollywood and all that, there's gonna be a story just in your life alone. But I'm gonna let you tell your own story from the beginning. From the beginning, Gator, you got the floor.
You know, one thing I'm gonna say, I'm gonna try to make it short because we in the world of Zoom. You know what I mean? I'm an ex-felon. I ain't gonna say I'm a former ex-felon because they had to put me back in the joint.
That's right.
Okay. Former gang enforcer. Still a friend of Larry Hoover. I've been blessed to get a pardon. So I went from the criminal minded to become civically minded. Was instrumental with the blessing of Brother Larry Hoover and others and their support to help elect the first African-American woman to be to the United States Senate. And that's our friend, Curl Mosey Brown. Okay? I've been blessed in 1994 to be a part of a delegation, Reverend Jackson's delegation, that went to the White House, and we spoke with Bill Clinton to try to get him not to support that crime bill in 1994 that they're talking about today in the election of Biden and President Trump. But for the record, so everybody can understand this, oh, yeah, I already voted. I voted early, October 1st, and I'm with Biden. The thing about it is this. During that crime bill clip, a lot of people, a lot of members of the Congressional Black Caucus, including the only black woman senator, okay, a lot of church leaders, I know Reverend Jackson didn't support it, okay, there's a lot of, even our congressmen supported it, you follow me? Because at that time, because of what Reagan them, or Bush them had did in the 80s by allowing Oliver North them to transport all that cocaine into our cities, into our country, in order to pay for an illegal war. I think it was the Iran-Contra piece. Okay, it went before Congress. Oliver North ended up getting a pardon from the governor, from the president. That's when the real Rick Ross was able to, with the help of the CIA and DA, flood our country with the crack epidemic that brought violence upon violence upon violence upon violence upon violence. Everybody was against violence. You hear what I'm saying, Cliff?
With you. Go ahead, bro.
So now the man apologized for what he did, like everybody else apologized, including Bernie Sanders. Okay, apologized. Me and Reverend Jackson and those that was against it feel good that we had nothing to apologize for because we told them, don't do it. Okay? Now, the reason I'm saying that, we can't afford for Trump to try to trick black folks like he really care about black folks when, first off, President Obama started the trajectory to criminal justice reform, okay, when they passed their crime bill, okay? The Republican Congress wouldn't let Obama's crime bill go back to deal with the people that was found guilty and gave those unjust sentences. Okay? So you know and we know, those of us, that Mitch McConnell in the Senate and the Republican Congress wanted to make sure that everything Barack Obama did, it wasn't going to work. You know what I mean? So here
okay.
we are. I'm telling everybody, don't get fooled by Trump trying to make sure he can get, and it hurts me when I hear this, not just in the street, but on the news and everywhere else. Trump's plan is just to make sure that he's able to get 20%. You hear me now?
20%
of black men to vote for him. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't mad. You vote for who you want to vote for. But I'm standing with the 80%+.
Okay. Now, Gator, I wanna bring this up a little further. A couple of years back, I was in the hospital, major surgery, and I was in the rehab center for 30 days. And by me being popular like you are, my room stayed full all the time. You was only supposed to have two guests, and I'd have four, five guests. They wouldn't even say nothing. But I watched those other people in those buildings and those rehab centers. Nobody ever came to see about them. They would roll them out in the hallway, and they would sit there in their wheelchairs and whatever and waiting on death. And I said that whenever I get out of here, I'm going to see about these seniors. And what I did was I formed me a nonprofit organization. It's called the National Betterment Association, NBA. And my specialty is seniors and children. And I'm going to ask you to move up a pace, because right now we're going to talk about this governor here in Illinois, the governor that you convinced me to follow, the one that you convinced the people to follow, and the one who came by the restaurant constantly with us, having dinners and everything, giving us promises and giving us hope, and then don't pick up the phone after he's elected. So we talk about a man that's a billionaire, and now we have a situation. I want you to tell them about that bill that's already been passed about these seniors, because some of you all out there listening, you have your parents and your aunties and grandmothers in a nursing home, and you know you have not been going to see about them. You don't know what's happening to them. Gator, tell them about what's going on with that.
I'm glad you brought that up, Cliff. Especially with this COVID-19, okay? I'm just going to be hypothetical, and then I'm going to get right into it. Say the governor doing this, Governor J.B. Pritzker, doing this daily briefing about COVID, and they say Illinois has 4,000 deaths from COVID, okay? 10,000 people infected with COVID, okay? And then he say Trump is responsible because he didn't tell the people how contagious it is. And he's right. So my thing is this. Then they say half of the 4,000 that died, 2,000 happened in the nursing homes. And then they say half of the 10,000 may be infected, 5,000 in the nursing homes. Okay? But the act that's a law in Illinois under his watch. It's called the Nursing Home Care Act, Section 8. He refused to enforce that act. How do you enforce that act, Cliff, and your listening audience, especially here in Illinois and in the county of Cook? A lot of lives would have been saved, and a lot of people wouldn't have been infected with COVID. So he got to own up to his responsibility because he refused to enforce the law or order his director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Now, August, he sends out a press statement. Okay? In the press statement, he acknowledged his director of the Illinois Public Health announces top to bottom independent review of the Long Term Care Act, August 21st. They knew from March to June that over 20 some hundred complaints, okay, Cliff, went in telling them what was happening in the nursing homes by them people being neglected and abused, even to the coronavirus in the nursing homes. And like you said, little before, he made a decision to stop individuals from going in to see their loved ones. You hear me? Okay? Here it is, October, and he still hasn't enforced the Nursing Home Care Act. You hear me? You can imagine how many people have died or been infected with that disease. Yesterday, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to get back into it. Yesterday, I saw it on the news on Channel 9. You had nursing home employees having a protest because of the virus and because of their friends who were employees in the nursing home who have died because they were infected.
I saw that.
Governor J.B. Pritzker, this Wallace Gator Bradley, star supporter of you, on behalf of the nursing home residents, on behalf of the family of the nursing home residents, enforce that Nursing Home Care Act, Section 8.
Now, hold it right there, Gator. Hold it right there. What I want to say to my audience is that, you know, you see me and Gator in the street. You know, we steppers and all of that. But my show was about business. My show was about what's going on in our black community. I got real people involved here. I want to come back to Gator because we're also going to talk about the situation here with Kim Fox. So Gator has been a star supporter of her, and we're going to talk back. So, Gator, give me a minute. We're going to go to somebody else. I'm going to come right back at you. Okay, who else I got, baby? Sir. Have I got Hollywood Frank on the phone?
You have Hollywood Frank.
Naima Latif. At 3615.
Welcome.
Naima Latif.
Yes.
That's
welcome
Ms.
to
Latif.
The show, Ms. Latif. Yes.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear. Let me tell you something about this lady. She's like medicine. She's like medicine in her delivery and her speech. And she's an eloquent black queen, and she carries it like that. Come from the hood, too. But you wouldn't think so with a name like that. But she's someone to be loved and respected, and that's what I do mostly. And she has a talk show, but at this point I'm going to let her talk to you. And one of the things I want her to talk about is this COVID. Okay, I spent 40 years in the streets running nightclubs. My hair has turned gray from being inside. For 40 years at 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, I was in somebody's nightclub. And now I'm in my bedroom. So that has an effect on me. Good as I can play, that has an effect. Tell us about this COVID and how it's mentally playing on people's feelings.
Well, I've talked about that, and we've talked about that. I have a great team of sisters that work with me every day on the show that I produce called The Female Solution. And it's on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then Saturdays, 12 noon to 2, and Sundays, 7 to 9 p.m. As a matter of fact, our host, Viata, she'll be talking a bit about that tonight on The Female Solution on her show, Soul Purpose Healing. One of the things that we have been expounding on is the fact that this virus has really been used to condition people to react with fear. And I'm not saying that people are not catching it and passing away, but there are things that you can do as a human being that will strengthen your immune system so that even if you were to get it, you would defeat it. And 99% of the people are surviving it. We only hear about the deaths because the government really wants to keep you in a state of fear so that they can control you. That's really the bottom line. It's a control mechanism. If you think about it logically, if you're covering your face, you can't breathe. So if you can't breathe and the problem is this is a virus that's attacking your respiratory system, then why would you be inside where you don't get fresh air, and then why would you go outside and then cover your face where you can't breathe? It's actually creating more of the problem. So our first thing is to get rid of the fear so that we can think intelligently. And I understand people are very paranoid about touching things and touching each other, but there are countries that have eliminated the virus why aren't we doing what they have done? So if there is a remedy for it and other people have employed it and America has not, then Americans need to be asking, how come we're not doing what these other countries that have done that no longer have the virus? And it's real simple. So, you know, if once you eliminate it, it can be gone. But this is being used pretty much to keep people in a state of fear so that they are easily convinced to try a vaccine. And we already know, and we've talked about the vaccines and the impact on early vaccines on children and how it creates autism and all of that. So when the pharmaceutical companies pretty much control your thinking, then they can convince you to do things that are unhealthy. So we have been...
Well, Naomi, let me interrupt you right there. Are you saying that you don't necessarily believe in wearing masks?
Well, I wear it because it's required, and this is what people feel is necessary in order to protect them from any germs that they feel that I may have. So I'm doing it out of respect for other people's concerns. But as far as my belief that if I am around someone who's not wearing a mask that I'm going to get sick, I do not have that fear inside of me. And so I have not really been emotionally affected in the way that many other people have simply because I am not living in fear. And I've had many friends that have passed away. I've had friends that are gone. You know, and some of us know all these people, but everybody who has died, everyone who has transitioned from this life has not all been COVID, but the Center for Disease Control has mandated that all deaths occurring at this time be recorded as COVID-related. So we're getting these inflated figures of who actually had the disease and passed away from complications of the disease. So I think in order for us to be able to think logically, we have to first remove the fear and then think, what are things that strengthen my immune system? Good, healthy walks out in the air, which means staying home is probably the thing that's going to prevent you from getting good, fresh air. So you can still conform to what's being asked in terms of social distancing if that's what you feel would keep you safe from someone else's germs, but get out of the house. Go and take a walk in the air, the unpolluted air, so that your lungs can be strengthened and your body's immune system can be strengthened. Do those things that make sense. Drink pure water, drink healthy food, and then guard your thoughts. Stop listening to all the fear-based, hate-based speech because that lowers your immune system. We talked about this morning. Every morning I do a message called 555. At 555, I will give a short 10-15 minute prelude to one of the people that has a motivational video or podcast series that helps us raise our consciousness. And I think today I even mentioned about the ideas that keep us in a state of fear so that we're not thinking logically about how to strengthen our immune system. And there are things that cause you to be susceptible to a virus, to colds and flu and things like that. And a large part of it is our thoughts. And you can think about it.
Let me interrupt you right there, sweetheart. Let me interrupt you right there. I have a dog that's not even on the chart, okay? I have a cane Corsa, one of the most dangerous dogs out here. And they say a .357 bullet in his head won't stop him. Yet, I control this dog, okay? I control this dog. He's an alpha dog. When other dogs see my dog coming, they cross the street. Or they lay down and whimper because they, in the animal world, they know that he's an alpha dog. Yet, I'm able to control him. Why? Because I have his mind. I have his mind. I'm an alpha to him. Okay, so I understand full well when you say if you control a person's mind, you control them by the way that I control my dog. And I was, you know, by this is a Nick Cannon Media production. Nick Cannon owns this operation that I'm doing here. And he spoke out about these Jews in Hollywood and how they control the media. Okay, the Rupert Murdochs in the media business. They control how we feel and how we feel and how we, if we happy or not, how we betrayed on television, all of that. So I think what you're saying is very something thoughtful to be thought of. And I'm going to tell you something else that I'm guilty of sleeping with my television on and normally on the news. And you're telling me that that's playing on me mentally and physically?
Oh, absolutely. It's going right into your subconscious brain because your mind is still awake even though you're physically asleep. So everything in that playing on your television is still going right into your brain, right into your subconscious mind, and it's as if you're letting the TV program you because it will affect your thoughts, and you won't even be aware of what it is that's affecting your thoughts. But you've actually
I hope the people are hearing you, what you're saying. Come on, baby.
Oh, yes. Your mind is most susceptible in your sleep. When you are in that relaxed state, this is why hypnosis works. When your mind is relaxed, it's open to suggestion. So if you are sleeping with the television on, then you're sending all of those thoughts directly into your subconscious mind. So the worst
it won't be
thing
on tonight. It won't be on tonight, believe me. Naomi, hold on for a minute. I'm going to come back to you, baby. I'm looking for Black Frank. Is he there? I'm looking for Black Frank, Hollywood Frank. Okay. Candace.
Here. Let's see. Hollywood Frank. If you still have time, press 1 so I can unmute you. Okay. Well, I was
Hollywood
keep going.
Frank? Is Hollywood there?
No, not yet. Not yet. Hollywood okay. Frank, if you're on the line, press 1, please.
Okay, let's go see if Al Carter Bay is there. Is Al there?
Al Carter, welcome to the show. Press 1 so I can unmute you. Al Carter, press 1 on your dial tone so we can be notified and unmute you. Okay. Well, I will let you know when that happens. You have a full line up, so I will
let's
definitely
take a couple
let you know.
Of calls. Let's take a couple of calls, honey. From where they come from.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's see. 0449. Caller, welcome to the show. Last 4 digits is 0449. You're live on the air in just Chicago. Just for Chicago. Caller, 0449.
Hi, Chicago. Yes, hello. Hi there.
How are you,
can
dear?
You
who am I talking
to? Hi, this is Gwenda from South Florida.
Okay. Hey, Gwen.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Great, baby.
Hi, everyone. This show has just been so enlightening to me. It's Mr. Clifton, you're so approachable, meaning that, you know, your voice and what you're having for the people, you're giving them a voice, and they're from all walks of life to tell their stories, give their opinions, and it's political sometimes, too, and fun.
Yes.
And I just wanted you're doing a great job, and Candace, great. You're doing a wonderful job. Congrats on your book and the Cannon Media and everyone that's on the show. I love it. Keep going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Is this your first time listening?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Come back at us. Give me another one, Candace.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, let's see. We have callers. If you want to say something, just press 1 of your dial tone. Don't be shy.
Whoever
you
press 1.
Say hello, give a shout out. Press 1. We will unmute your call. Okay, not yet. I think they're a little shy tonight. I just want to listen in.
Okay, great. I'm still thinking about my dog. But anyway, let's go back to Gator Bradley. Once again, yes, I want to say this, that Gator and I, we come from the Steppers community, and this is the thing. We're about 10,000 strong in Chicago alone, and the Steppers community is just spreading all over the country. And I'm saying to these Steppers, because most of us are 50 and over, and we've been knowing each other 50 and over years, and I'm saying that we need to form a political party. We are stepping every night. Okay, every night we're stepping before this COVID came. Somewhere there was a stepper set going on. But at the same time, somewhere somebody's child was being killed. Somebody's grandchild was being killed. We cannot keep electing these same officials out here. Let me tell you something about what the law says in the state of Illinois when it comes to a victim on the street. Listen to this. You ready for me? If an 18-year-old gets shot in the streets of Chicago and they do the autopsy on him, once they do the autopsy, the law says they're supposed to destroy the organs. Now, Big Mama and them, they more worried about how they're going to bury Junebug than whether he got his guts with him or not. Now, who do you think you're talking to when you're telling me that you done throw the 18-year-old heart, an 18-year-old kidney, an 18-year-old eyes, an 18-year-old liver in the garbage? When somewhere, black people, you black guys, you're standing on the corner selling loose squares. These doctors in these hospitals are selling loose body parts. Wake up, America. Crime does pay. Don't let them fool you. Crime does pay. Gator, let's talk about Kim Fox.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. In Cook County had one of the worst state's attorneys' office that dealt with ingrained corruption and racism. They were known as the wrongful conviction capital of the United States. We heard about Fred Hampton and Mark Clark getting killed. Well, that was under the watch of Hanrahan. We heard about all these brothers that were tortured with cattle prods and everything else by Police Commander John Byrd and his crew and others. All that was done up under State's Attorney Daley. Now you see an individual that's coming home because of the police torture. It was further covered up by State's Attorney Dick Devine and then Anita Alvarez. Okay? All this, Anita Alvarez, this was during the Laquan McDonald case. And we see it with the fraternal of the police within in support of all these evil things that has happened over the decades of under the watch of all those state's attorneys that I call. Okay? Today, Kim Fox was elected 4 years ago by the people in Cook County that wanted change and fairness in the prosecution office. Up under Kim Fox, this guy that killed Laquan McDonald Van Dyke was found guilty. Fraternal Order Police to this day believe that Van Dyke should be free, knowing that it was a tape that showed where he had killed and murdered that young man, shot him 16 times. Kim Fox got elected by the people. It's time for re-election. April, I believe last year, the Fraternal Order Police and white supremacists came down and protest in front of the state attorney's office. You see it here today where that same type of energy and attitude made it where the white militia just got arrested in Michigan because they was talking about kidnapping the governor. We see what happened in Kenosha. Okay? Here, people, I'm asking you to please re-elect Kim Fox. The individuals that she has helped free are individuals. I'm going to give you one thing and I'm going to leave it alone. It was a police sergeant that was very corrupt, and he was black. And he had locked up a lot of brothers, framing them. Then he get caught, then he goes to the penitentiary, the federal penitentiary, for all the wrongs that he had done. Kim Fox made it where every individual that he was responsible and apprehended and had them locked up and had the former state's attorneys prosecute them to the point that they got found guilty. She pretty much got them exonerated. They getting certificates of innocence because of the actions of that bad, corrupt police officer. Record clean. Some of them was able to sue the city because of the actions of the bad officer. This guy O'Brien that's running against her is responsible for almost 30 wrongful convictions. This man even was responsible personally for convicting four individuals that y'all seeing on the TV that they had a total of 47 years in the penitentiary.
Yeah.
They're free
yeah.
now. Okay? Mm-hmm. This guy O'Brien, that the Fraternal Order Police support, the white supremacist support, and is like those that support him, including a few blacks, that able to convince people that, hey, man, Kim Fox ain't no good, Kim Fox ain't no good, regardless of the right things and the good things you're seeing about Kim Fox. I'm saying this. When I tell them, and I tell others, when Kim Fox got elected, she got control, for lack of a better phrase, because she's responsible now for what the state's attorney's office, of an evil abyss of corruption and racism. Even though she beat Alvarez, there's still a lot of ingrained racist and corrupt individuals that's working up under her. You hear me? And they don't do anything to tarnish her because they wanted to go back to the way that it was.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Gator. How much money do you think the city of Chicago, with this deficit that it has, and this is before this pandemic, how much money do you think the city of Chicago has paid out to families with these wrongful shootings in the last 10 years?
Hey, man. Almost close to $1 billion. But, no, check this here, because we want to keep it focused. We'll keep the people focused. Up under, because of O'Brien, this city has paid $64 million for wrongful
shootings. Just under him.
And you know what? He's concerned about the victims. There's 27 or 30 individuals that were wrongfully convicted just up under him. That means for the victim's family, that's 64 murderers. I mean, but there's 27 or close to 20 murderers. That's on the street. So people, re-elect Kim Fox. We got 9 days to the election. We can't afford to let the Fraternal Order Police that have yet not say that they do not support corrupt police officers.
Okay, Gator, let me hold you right there. Because
I want to talk to these people about, we're busy looking at Donald Trump and we're busy looking at Joe Biden and all of that, but we have got to learn about these judges. These judges,
right.
They're the one holding us hostage. I'm talking about these local elections. So, Gator, hold it right there.
Right.
I'm going to let you expound on that. Then I want you to talk about Ice Cube. I want you to talk about how you feel about these entertainers who are stepping up like that and the difference between, say, Ice Cube and LeBron James. So we're going to get back. Candace, have we got another caller on the line? Candace?
Yes, yes. Let's take a little commercial break and we'll be right back.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break for heaven's sake.
Wake up. It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.
Okay, let's go back to Naomi. Naomi. Hey, Naomi.
Yes, and it's Naima.
Naima. Oh, that's even better. I like Naima.
Okay.
Naima.
All right.
Okay. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and you've certainly enlightened me. I would not be sleeping with my television on. But again, you're talking about the importance of fresh air. And keeping evil thoughts out of your mind. Am I correct? It seems like the mind is everything when you get through talking. Am I correct when we speak about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the mind is everything. And, you know, when you speak of your immune system, you can watch a person doing a good deed, and it will boost your immune system. When you do a good deed yourself, it boosts your immune system. Conversely, if you watch somebody doing a bad deed, hurting somebody, if you watch somebody being in pain and suffering, it actually lowers your immune system. And, of course, if
wow.
you do something negative, it lowers your immune system. So we're making ourselves sick, constantly seeing pain and suffering and participating in pain and suffering. That's what makes us susceptible to this virus, not so much whether or not we're wearing a mask, but it's the thoughts we think about each other, the things we say to each other, the meanness, all of that is just lowering our immune system, the power of our bodies to repel negative invasions. So if we would just be kinder and nicer and more loving, we would actually, the energy that you project is like a force field. And when you think negative thoughts, you lower your force field, and that's what enables you to be susceptible to a virus. And if
you're telling me to stop watching the news.
That's exactly what needs to happen. You know, you can always watch good news. One of the things that we've been pushing is for people to, if you're going to look at what's on the internet, search out the things that are uplifting, things that make you laugh, things that bring you joy, because they're constantly lowering your immune system by showing you the worst of humanity, the killings, the robbings, the rapes, the murders. If you watch that repeatedly, you will get physically sick. It literally is making you sick. So us always getting inundated with bad news, that's what's keeping our vibration low, because we're all energy and we're all just vibrating molecules. So when your energy is low and you're vibrating at a low frequency, you're susceptible to diseases. Have you ever, like, let's say you've been in a loving relationship and then a person leaves you and you're heartbroken. Have you ever gotten physically sick afterwards? Where you know?
Yeah, I'm sick right now. My dog is gone.
Your dog is gone. See, broke your heart. Now you're going to be sad when your dog comes back. You'll be happy again, and you'll feel
the dog
energy.
Comes back, I don't want the woman to come back. Just send my dog back.
Just send the dog. Because the dog probably brought you joy. Dog never comes back.
When I walk in the house and he wags his tail, I know somebody loves me.
Yeah.
I know that. That's what I'm talking about. But listen, let me ask you something, baby. What neighborhood you come from in Chicago, and what's your educational background?
Well, I come from an area on the map. It's called West Pullman, but the neighborhood is called Maple Park, and it's a beautiful community, square mile from Ashland to Halsted, from 115th to 119th. And they built these 300 new homes for World War II veterans because, you know, at that time, a lot of black soldiers were getting discriminated and weren't being allowed to get mortgages to buy homes. So these were built and financed by the bank for the soldiers, the black soldiers coming from World War II, and a lot of young...
Hold on. That sounds like reparations.
Yes. It did repair a lot of the damage of discrimination from all these black soldiers not being able to buy houses when the white soldiers were able to come back from the war and buy houses for their families. So
that's reparations.
So
we're talking about reparations. Everything you say is reparations.
Yes. Well,
reparations.
Have had this experience because, you know, all these young families with children, they came and settled here. Everybody raised their children together. A few years ago, we had a 50-year reunion because this neighborhood was built like 1962 is when they started building these homes. So in 2012, we had a 50-year reunion, and we had all these families where children had gone to Whistler School. That's a neighborhood school. A lot of us had gone to Finger High School. Some went to Morgan Park. I personally went to Finger High School, graduated, and it was a wonderful time to be in Chicago during those years. A lot of conscious raising. You know, Chicago is always a place of political activity. So I remember growing up and the controversy of Dr. King coming here. I remember the Black Panthers. I remember when Hanrahan ordered the shootings of the Black Panthers. And I remember everybody that switched parties so that they could vote him out. I remember that even as a child. So I was highly politically energized. My parents always talked politics in the household. So I remember the conversations about Mayor Daley and everything. And then, of course, as a young activist coming back from college, I participated in the in energizing the community to elect Harold Washington for mayor. I graduated from the University of Nebraska, which was another whole cultural experience.
Let me interrupt you there, baby, because we're running on time here. But, again, the importance of a neighborhood. Let me give you an example. I went to grammar school, 73rd in Wabash. I went to grammar school, Charles S. Dineen Elementary School. Out of my graduation classes, there came 13 doctors and lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
Out of one eighth grade grammar school class came 13 doctors and lawyers. My next door neighbor on 68th in Michigan, he and his brother Vaughn and Stephen Carney, both of them graduated from Harvard University.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Harvard
mm-hmm.
University. One's a lawyer, one's a surgeon. Then we got James Bogan. He lived on 67th and Marquette. He now is at Moffitt Hospital. He teaches laser surgery. He teaches other doctors how to operate with laser surgery. Right there, 73rd and Wabash, the Dean Elementary School where I come out of. Then right there on 89th and Stony Island, we got Gomez Charleston, one of the leading heart specialists in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, right there at 73rd and Wabash, where we had to walk from 68th to 73rd to go to school. And I'm just saying, I'm just talking about how important neighborhoods are, how we got to rebuild neighborhoods. And I'm going to thank you for coming on my show. And Gator, what about Ice Cube?
Is he there?
Gator, what about Ice Cube?
Well, while he's preparing to answer, I'll be signing off in a moment. And going to our show, we'll be on it at 7 p.m. with the Female Solution at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can listen in to Soul Purpose Healing with Viata on the Female Solution. And that'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. this evening. So we'll be getting off in just a moment.
Okay. I may call in and just listen in, huh?
All right, you can do that, 515-605-9325. What we'll be talking about is all those children that are locked up in cages and those 575 parents that they can't find. What do we do about that?
One of the things that I'm hearing is that the parents don't want them back.
Well, you know, that's crazy. Of course people want their children back, but they might not even be letting the parents know that they are looking for them. You know, you have a mess created by separating parents from children. They might not be able to come back, especially if you sent the parents over the border. They probably can't get back into the country to get their children. And so, of course, they can't find them. You know, it was a mess to begin with, and it's a horrible thing. And this country's going to see the price for that. They're going to pay a price for that because those children aren't going to be children forever. And what happens when they get grown? And there will be some consequences of a decision like that to basically orphan a bunch of children for a political purpose. And it's horrifying. It's horrifying. So that's going to be one of the scars on the whatever legacy Donald Trump is leaving. And those families, well, those children are going to grow up one day, and we're going to see the consequences of them having been left in cages. But, you know, tune on in and talk about that, because we definitely need to think about what about if it was us? What about if it was our children? And how would we want the world to respond? So we'll
thank
see you all
sweetheart.
Tonight.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much. Well, listen, I'm going to talk a little about Chicago politics here and what's going on here with our mayor. Once again, the nightclubs are being closed. 9 o'clock liquor sales can no longer be after 9 o'clock. You cannot sell any liquor. It's just a situation where we need to wear our mask. My son-in-law owns a grocery store, and people are coming there without a mask. You need a mask on. It's just that simple. Because as a concert promoter, how can we have a concert? On November 27th, we got a concert coming up with Bobby Rush, blues concert. How can we make some money if we can't have the people in the place? 50 Cent, I think you're going to turn into 25 Cent with your feelings about leaving America if Trump wins. I don't get that. Ice Cube, what's wrong with talking with the enemy? I have no problem with Ice Cube talking with Trump. You know, I don't have no problem with that, especially when you're talking about I work with anybody that's going to do right. And talking about doing right, let's talk about that Supreme Court judge that they finna put on, Miss Barrett. She's dangerous. She's dangerous for the world because at her age, she's going to be there for the next 50 years. And what kind of laws is she going to pass that are going to affect us as black people? You know, and so there's a lot of things going on that we need to address. And I'm going to say again, if you tune into my radio show, we're not playing no steppers music. We're not hollering and screaming. And we're just talking about this thing. We're talking about this thing. You dig what I'm saying? And also, let me say this here, too, once again, is that I had a young lady to contact me. She worked for Kevin O'Leary, who's from Shark Tank, who I finally watched it for the first time this Friday. But she's an agent for Kevin O'Leary. And she's also an agent for Oprah Winfrey, and she's an agent for Lee Daniels. And she has a new program, at least Kevin O'Leary has a new program called Anyone Who's Ever Done Something and Never Got Paid For It. They will do all your litigation for you to see that you get your money. So it's going to be called that. So she's asking me, anybody that I know in Chicago who's ever done anything and hasn't gotten paid for it, to let her know. Listen, now let's talk about this sponsor that I'm supposed to be having, which is Trust Me Vodka. Well, I trust them real good. You understand? They're going to send me two cases of vodka, but at the same time, you got to pay me. I'm not going to open up a market for you guys. Hey, I'm not going to have a seat at the table while y'all eating and I'm standing fanning the flies. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You can't give me two cases of vodka and think I'm going to be all right. I'm not a nonprofit organization like that. No, that ain't how I roll. So you all got to get with me. In the meantime, I do have a new sponsor coming up, Good to Grow Hair Product. It's a hair product that I'm very much familiar with because I watched it grow. I actually watched it work on some people. So Good to Grow, a hair care product. That's a company that my neighbor owns, along with the fact that my daughter works with him, and they do a lot of promotional work, and their work is online. You really don't have to go in the store to buy it. We had them on the show a couple of weeks back. You don't have to go on the show. You can go online. Don't have to go in the store. Go online and order his product, and we got to control our black product. It's all about our money. Where does our money go? You know, how can a guy open up a store all day long, make all the money in the world, and then put it in a Crown Royal bag and go somewhere else? I have a feeling where if you do business in the black community, you should bank in the black community. Then at the same time, you black churches, y'all collect all this money on Sunday, then take it to a white bank on Monday that won't loan you a dime. I got a problem with that. So, you know, I'm not. Hey, Candace, it's been a great show. I enjoyed everybody. I enjoyed you. I appreciate you. Shout out to Shelly, my girl. Nobody can turn me against my girl. Temptation said, my girl, Shelly is my girl. Mr. James Cannon, down there in Atlanta, I hope we're not an embarrassment to you, but we are Just Chicago. Talk show in Chicago featuring some of the best people that are around and in this town. So once again, I'd like to say thanks to everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back again, my friend, this time next week. What about it, Candace?
All right.
Wake up. It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.